بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Previously we were discussing the harms of usury, of interest, of riba, and how Allah تبارك وتعالى has declared war and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم against a person who consumes riba, which is haram, usury, interest, whichever form it may be, that the person is destined to be doomed, to be destroyed, destruction, and everything in his life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his sukoon and his peace of mind. And the root, when it comes to this usury, riba, what is the cause of it? One is we hear about the harms of it, but what is the cause of a Muslim, a mu'min, going into usury, haram, riba, interest, taking loans on interest, paying the interest, recording interest, taking, paying? And here ulama explain is because of the desire for material wealth, the haram desire. Yes, to have love for dunya is permissible. Here mashayikh explain that Allah Ta'ala has kept, many a times he called his qualities their vices, their sins. These qualities Allah Ta'ala has put in man, whether it be anger, love of the world, passion, lust, these things are halal to a certain extent. Love of dunya, insan has to have in his life. With this reason, our mashayikh teach us also how to make dua. That a person who has a love of dunya shouldn't make dua that, Ya Allah, remove the love of dunya from my heart. Rather, he should make dua, Ya Allah, make your love prevail over the love of my dunya. Person has excesses, lust, carnal desires overcome him. He should make dua, Ya Allah, your fear should be more than my carnal desires. Person makes dua when it comes to anger also, excessive anger. Here, a person also should make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to you, use my anger in the correct manner, the correct place. These qualities, so to say, may look outwardly as sins, spiritual illnesses, but using the correct manner can become ibadat also. Person has to make dua, Ya Allah, remove the love of dunya from my heart. And whole world has to make this dua. Then ulama explain that the entire economy of the world will come to a grinding halt. Will come to, nobody has love of dunya, I don't want to work anymore. Allah will send rozi. You won't have food on the table. There will be no money in the marketplace. There will be no goods. There will be no supply. Nobody has love of dunya. Love of dunya is spurring a person on to work. And to balance it out, ulama say, to understand whatever we sing of dunya, the reality is this is only window shopping for Jannat. But Allah has kept it so sweet in this world that the wealth is sweet also. To receive that EFT into your account, so many months person hasn't paid, the joy that comes in the heart, finally he paid. That sweetness is all to really spur a person on to understand, Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, we accepted two rakats of my salah, that EFT is done into the right hand side of my scale, the enjoyment. Ya Allah, I got accepted. So all this what we are experiencing of this enjoyment of dunya is only window shopping for Jannat. The food we are enjoying, the delicious dishes that we have, how we enjoy sitting with the family. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, one of his riwayats, he says that the Jannati will go into Jannat. And if I Jannat is empty, then he'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Aina zawjati, Aina awladi. Ruma, Ya Allah, in this worldly life, I have to enjoy myself, my family, have meals with them, and pass my time with them, my wife, my children. And now he's entered into Jannah and doesn't find them there. So he'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, where's my wife? Where are my children? And the reply will be given that they fell short of you. Your a'mal were very strong, brought you to a very high level. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقَّنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those people who had iman, and their family followed them up also with iman. They had iman, a'mal wasn't so strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of ikram, out of honor, for this pious father, أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not drop his level down. Allah will raise their level to his level. and joined him with his family. He took care of their halal income, what they were eating. So he took care of what he brought and put on the table. He had iman, he had taqwa, he was the imam of the house. He didn't allow any haram to come into the home. When the love of dunya becomes excessive, more than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for his jannah, then effectively when he goes into haram in this world, then he is destroying his family, his children, and his akhirat. Destruction complete, not only dunya, but everything he is destroying. Whether it be interest, whatever haram is consuming. And such an important point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse of Quran Sharif instructs the Anbiya, Ya ayyuha rusul, O messengers, kulu min at-tayyibat, eat of that which is halal. Ulama translate this word tayyibat, means something which is pure. Eat of halal, wholesome, healthy. Today a person might have halal food on the table, but prepared in an unhealthy manner. Doesn't give him the correct energy to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's now detrimental to his health. He's eating halal, but the food not prepared in a healthy manner, only for the taste. So detrimental for his health, he can't come to the masjid. So we have a complete syllabus. Wholesome, healthy and halal. Yet the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam were instructed. Just to reflect, my dear brothers, for a moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the messengers, the chosen ones to whom wahi is coming, they are selected. Revelation coming to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the Jibreel will not make a mistake who to go to. This is the Nabi of Allah, wahi must come to him. When he comes to what he's consuming, doesn't mean automatically halal will come to the messenger. Allah is saying, go and look for halal and consume halal. The messengers, Anbiya alayhim salatu salam, who have been chosen by Allah for wahi to come to them, does that mean that halal food will come to them automatically? Go and look for halal. We find in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he was protected. Poisonous food was put into his, he consumed it, then he was told there's poison in this via wahi. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu also, the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu put the entire humanity together, their iman on one side of the scale, and put his iman on one side of the scale, his iman will outweigh the entire ummah. Then too the slave brought some milk for him. That day Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was very, very hungry, and he partook of that milk. Then he asked his slave, where did you get this from? Oh my master, during my days of jahiliya, ignorance, I used to do fortune telling. And there was a client of mine who hadn't paid me. And now he paid me recently. So from that income, I bought this milk. Milk already went down his throat. The effort he made to choke himself, to induce that vomit, that the milk has to come out. It didn't come automatically. Halal will not come automatically. Many of us feel now we go to a certain place or a certain outlet, Muslim brother, is halal. Don't even ask. Outwardly we can see. The love of dunya is there. His lifestyle, his background. We might go to a certain place also where predominantly there are Muslims. We don't even ask, is halal. Take it to be halal. Yes, we shouldn't have any doubt. But if we can see there's so much haram in the market, we should be careful. Where we go, where we take our families, what we consume. The effect of that we'll find, here ulama say also, a person consumes halal to the best of his ability. Whether he wants to or doesn't want to, that halal wholesome food goes into his system, it breaks down, it's halal, it's tayyib, min at-tayyibat. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا Quran says the barakat of halal food will be good deeds. It'll be good deeds. He had no intention to do good, but because his body is full with halal, says by default automatically that food which is halal turns into good blood, salih, and blood that is piety and taqwa in there, and the amal that emanate from his body will be good amal also, good character also. akhlaq also. The children by default will have good akhlaq because the halal food they are consuming. So automatically, good a'mal will become the nature of halal food. And haram food, as the Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamisa gives the example, he says the person, during her pregnancy, she consumes a lot of khajur of Madina Munawwara. And the father also. And to the barakat possibly of that khajur of Madina Munawwara, and here ulama say to the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the amount of tajalli and the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that falls upon the roda of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every single atom in Madina Munawwara enjoys a certain nur that falls upon the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It splashes over. So they say that if from that khajur of Madina Munawwara the sperm had to form in the body of that father, so that sperm, the child was born, then they say you can understand to the barakat of the khajur of Madina Sharif, that child will become a Madani, inshallah. From the zamzam of Makkatul Mukarrama, if the sperm was formed from that one drop, and the conception took place, child was born from there, inshallah, we hope he'll become like a Makki also. But if the child was born from the sperm of eating junk food, then we can understand now what will be the product. If it's junk food, then we'll have what we have around us. Allah Ta'ala save the Ummah, but there's junkies. Then what happened is what we are consuming. The food we are taking in, sometimes riba, usually interest, the card already is on its maximum, but we have to take the family out. Now we're paying with the same card, we're living on the interest. Taking interest and paying the interest, I don't know what's wrong with my children. And ask most of the elderly also, when life was simple, there was dry roti and some dar or magni dar, and the relish and the enjoyment of that, digestion was easy, amal was easy also. Now sophistication of food and the amount of shopping to buy, that one bottle of sauce that we can't find in the marketplace, and then the salah goes. So we can understand the lifestyle, my dear brothers. So the core and the root of this usury interest is the love to amass dunya more than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We consume halal, be simple, then the food will be halal also, healthy and wholesome. Then amal saliha, good deeds also will become easy for us. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Astaghfirullah.